My notes say Junger colon.
Colon? Gross. I don't want to do anything with Junger's colon. That hut's butt is out. Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. Jump back into Adam's game, see what happens after the bridge collapse. I'm Zach, and I play Hez. We have John.
Hi, I play Captain Tor.
Yeah. We have Neb, or Ben. Neb, or Ben. God damn it, we have Ben.
I play Neb. I'm Ben, I play Neb Synod.
Mm-hmm. We have Moose. Hello, Moose.
Oh, hey. Hey, hi. Hey, hey, hello. HW, the insane mad lad.
Mm-hmm.
Showing everyone that he can do it.
And we have Pie.
And I play Seely, the nightmare.
The nightmare.
Hey, Adam, tell us what we did last time.
Well, okay, so we'll start from the beginning. The group decided to try to flee the planet, where they ran into a trio, a triumvirate. Maybe some might call them...
Tim.
There were three of them. They definitely weren't shaped in a triangle-shaped thing. Anyway, the group ran into them again, and the trio told them that they were on the planet for a reason, to prevent something that wasn't meant to be. Basically, the group tried to leave the planet, and they're like, no, dude, you can't leave this planet with that. And they pointed at the crown on HW. HW did not want to give up the crown, and Hez didn't feel inclined to help that. Torcott, I don't remember your general feelings about it. John, do you remember how Torcott felt about all this?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. I'm going to guess it was general disdain?
Disdain.
So basically, the group was able to negotiate with the trio saying... So the trio told the group that they would not let them leave the planet with that crown. There's no fucking way. The group wasn't willing to risk an encounter with them, mostly because, like, they were still pretty beat up from the time before, or the last, like, what, 2-3 fights? And then also, there's a full-blown, like, incursion going on in the town right now. Like, as they were talking to people, zombies were eating.
Nom, nom, nom.
I've been muted this whole time and didn't realize it, and I've just been ranting to myself. When he's talking about Hez and HW, I was like, my lower guess what my lower...
Hez and HW have gone off the deep end. HW donned the crown, which is not something that anyone was ever meant to really ever do. But that's you know what, that's okay. He did it, and there we are. But basically, HW... So backing up again. The trio demanded that... Or they requested that HW leave the crown with them. How do I want to say this?
You also forget that canola oil presumed way too much.
Well,
and that is that was established with my ultra successful.
I'm pretty sure she said I presumed nothing.
Yeah, but she was wrong because I succeeded.
Yeah. God, a lot of shit happened.
Shit happened.
The trio would let them leave the planet if they brought the stone mask back to them.
So that's the only way we were able to leave. And also, at some point, Seely ran off when we went to the ship, I believe.
Yeah, Seely snuck off in the confusion, and nobody knew whether or not it was related to
Her reaction to hearing about Hubert.
Yeah, or if it was just all the blood and people getting
over. Or it was the bloodlust.
Who knows?
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, who knows with Seeley? But the crew ended up sleeping on the ship. It happened to go well. But Frau Hawk Ripjaw had to sleep with you guys. That's the Trandoshan.
Oh, I remember.
And I think you guys left off with trying to cross a bridge where the tentacles were at and managed to cross it without the tentacles hitting you, but they collapsed the bridge behind you.
Correct.
Ain't no getting off of this train we're on.
Oh, shit. The important things that I forgot.
We stole a boat at one point. We'll do it again.
Yeah, fuck. That's not even the most important thing. The big thing that happened. Who radioed you before you slept on the ship?
The Chiss.
The Chiss.
He told us Jonger was coming.
Yeah. How many days do you have?
Huh? 3.
Well, but you slept through one of them.
We
slept through like 6 hours.
We rested or whatever for 6 to 8 or something like that.
Yep.
So that is not one day.
So hang on.
He called us after that.
No, he didn't. He called you before because you were he was trying to give you a place to stay.
Would everyone like to hear what HW wrote?
Yes.
I would always love to hear it.
It just says, Diego has shown the way. These fools would seek to take what is mine by right of Diego's will. They will be left for scraps to the great leader Diego. All that. In regards to debts, like, he's taken on, has his, like, he overheard the debts thing from the Chiss, and it says, all debts belong to Diego. Diego will collect on those that are due.
Oh my god.
That is awesome.
So the group left off getting into the bazaar.
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
Fairly. I mean, we're talking like mid-morning. No, early morning. Early morning. And there are corpses and smoldering remains of fires everywhere.
Oh my gosh, did anyone fall into the burning rings of fire?
Yeah, they did. There is definitely that, what do they call it? Long pig? No. But first of all, I want to ask.
Yeah.
The night before, you remember hearing these three people asking you about, or they weren't asking you, they were talking about Hubert and how he probably isn't dead. Or at the very least, let me say that they were talking about the stone mask that he found.
I honestly don't remember who I was talking to. You talking about the three people at the shipyard?
You remember the three people that you saw at the auction house?
The Merilukin and the Trandoshan and the Zexto.
Yeah, I remember running into them, but I don't remember what we were talked about.
You guys were trading recipes.
Okay, here's the last thing that happened that you were here for, was that these three people came up to you. You were trying to escape to the Atensorg in the starport, and I think a zombie almost tried to attack you, and the trio that you recognized from the auction house killed it before it was able to attack you. That's the last thing that I think you probably saw. The session you weren't here for, they basically negotiated, like we were talking about earlier, they negotiated, hey, we know that Hubert had this artifact, this stone mask. When you heard about them talking about the stone mask and then them saying that, like, hey, I don't think they said that Hubert wasn't dead, but that somebody was in control of it. You kind of got overwhelmed by previous memories, and then on top of that, like, there's blood everywhere right now. Like I said before, while this conversation was going on, people were getting jumped and eaten by the things that were hiding out in the sewers. Do you think Seeley would be more scared of...
Seeley's not scared.
Okay. Fair enough. do you think Seeley would give in to her... Do you think she'd be overwhelmed by all the blood?
Trying to remember when was the last time I fed. I don't think it was when we were running through the bazaar.
No.
So I imagine it would have been, like, game time hours ago. I feel like she would be thirsty or hungry at this moment.
It would have... That would make sense, given, like, it was a tough fight with Hubert, too.
She didn't really fight. She was running, remember? With the pinpoint shots behind her head.
No, that was with the Juggernaut and Hair Monster Man. Yeah, it still would have been a while before she fed, because she wouldn't have fed with Hubert either.
Yeah, so I'd imagine she's hungry.
Back to back. Yeah, that would have been overwhelming. So do you think CV spent the night feeding then?
I feel like she spent the night defending Lahav and feeding.
Okay.
Possibly eyeing the trio, wondering if she can feed on them.
Do you think CV would have tried?
She would have thought about it. I don't think she would have.
Ah, okay.
She would have gone for much easier prey.
Yeah. Seeley didn't try to attack. She just fed on the people around.
I imagine, like, so as she's talking to the trio, right? Like, she's casually grabbing people as they're running by. And just, like, biting their neck and just tossing them. As in, she's having a conversation.
Yeah. That makes sense. We can say, I will spend one dark side point.
Do you have a preference target?
Does Seeley have a preference in target?
Yeah, because, like, it's all chaos, right? Everyone is just going apeshit. So you probably, are you going after the slow ones, the wounded ones, the women and children? Just only, like the strong trap, or you just grab indiscriminately?
With her long neck, right? Like, it's kind of like a radar dish, so she's got, like, a perceptive advantage on the crowd, right? She's not going for a specific person, rather she's going based off of heartbeat she hears.
Ooh.
Whoever's got the strongest heartbeat.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Did you guys...
Nice.
That was real good.
Strong heart means strong flow. Strong flow means more blood.
Damn. I don't know what their pee has to do with anything.
everything!
Real healthy flowing up there.
I will use my... One of my dark side points to say that.
Did everybody roll? Did Moose roll?
Yep, everybody rolled.
Damn
it.
It
was all
did
dark.
Roll again? Because we reset the dice pool. Yeah.
No,
please.
I just know. Oh, thank you.
Seeley did not roll again.
Oh, we're supposed to roll again?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
don't roll again.
Ben and I rolled again.
No!
And it was all dark. We got the same exact rolls.
Still dark.
who got the light side point?
I gave you one, because...
Oh.
I'm a generous guy.
You have nine dark side points.
I'm rolling again.
Nine dark side points and one light side, because we have a benevolent chaos.
No, it's because I spent one of them to say that Seeley gave in to the bloodlust and woke up in the morning in the bazaar. Didn't even have to go through all the tentacle monster shit.
How bizarre.
I wouldn't say she gave in. I would say she welcomed it.
Oh, nice.
Finally! She's free! Like Vita Repulsa.
So we can pick up right off where we left. Seeley, you snap to you're kind of like in this, like, blood-drunk haze. And you come back to, like, cognizantly come back to when you hear this crashing noise as you kind of lift your head up as your feet, like, after you just get done feeding on this source of food in front of you, and you see that these two giant tentacles off in the distance have wrapped themselves around the bridge connecting your island to the starport, and then pull it down and destroy it.
Jesus.
But that's where we left off, was everybody crossed the bridge.
Everybody made it to the...
Yeah.
Crossing the bridge.
So the rest of the party's on the other side of the bridge?
No, the rest of the party is in the bazaar with you.
Wait, I went back to the bazaar?
Yeah. This
really, you look healthier than I've ever seen. There's a subtle glow about you.
I don't say anything. Rather, I take my cardigan sleeve and start wiping my face.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there you go. Smear it around.
makes it better.
I present to you my lord, Prophet of Diego, H.W., and Tez kneels.
H.W. just twirls. One time. Just like, what he envisions it to be like a majestic twirl is really just like he slowly rotates in a circle.
Is Lahab with us?
No, Lahab is back at the ship.
Okay.
I forgot. That's part of it. I tucked Lahab into bed.
That's right.
I tucked him in and took care of him because old man Lahab.
I indifferently throw down my cardigan and then I curtsy towards HW. And I immediately start looking for my hat.
Yeah, it's somewhere near the bridge.
Yeah, it's over here. It's over here somewhere.
No, because she threw it as she was crossing the bridge. Or shot through it.
It fell off in her flourish as she shot backwards.
All right, hang on, let me set that.
Because I know she shot through it. Oh, no, she shot through it and then put it back on and then...
No, she flourished and, like, it was in the way and, like, her shot went through to hit
it.
The rat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She bayoneted.
Beyblade?
Yeah, Beyblade.
Beyblade and Netta. It's a crossover.
Let her rip!
It's her high heels. They're heelies.
Nice.
Okay. It'll be a hard roll because there is a lot of shit, grime, body parts, and literal shit smeared everywhere.
You ready?
Yeah, I got it set. You go for it.
One threat.
You flip on some poop.
A what?
You
there's
know
more poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got like shit monster mutants running around.
They look like little shit monsters, really?
Yeah. Like what?
Oh, it has babies.
It did. If that's how you want to react to the babies, that's fine. But
Tez would. He's insane right now. Ah, that's adorable.
I'm going to see Hez acting insane to myself, like, are we doing this again? And I'm going to start rolling around in the shit.
Oh, my God.
Just like it's a duck.
Like a crocodile death roll.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Stand up, smear on my fingers. I'm going to rub it across the lower of my eyes like Rambo. And just...
Oh, my God.
That is
no, that's fine. Rambo poop.
That sounds terrible. He was in the woods for a while.
Okay, so...
I need a bowcaster now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you guys know that you've got to get to... You guys have already decided that you're going to go to Hubert's, castle, right?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? I don't want to tell you what to do. What are you doing besides rolling in poop?
We need to get to Huber's castle.
No, what is the group doing?
Do we have everything that we need to give the Jonger?
No.
Okay, so then that's what we need to do.
That's
right.
The crown and the mask.
We were gonna get the mask and we were gonna flee before. I think we had discussed
before, okay,
without giving Jonger do.
Okay, which is fine, but then that means we need to obtain these things before we can flee.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. All we need is the mask.
Okay, that's right, because we have the crown. So where's this mask? Have we discussed where this mask is and everything already?
Yeah.
Like our players, not. Our players know.
Your players. Everyone except Seeley is pretty sure that this... Actually, Seeley's pretty sure, too. Like, Seeley would have heard the initial part of the conversation, which was, hey, we're pretty sure this stone mask was with Hubert before he died. We want you to go get it. So, like, even Seeley knows, like, yeah, it's probably in Hubert's...
Who's saying this to me? Or who
That was the trio. That was right before you ran off and started eating people.
Nom, nom, nom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware, so it's up to the northwest of us, right, where I last saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then number two or whatever, that's where we need to go.
Seeley would be aware of it just because she just knows the town. So, yeah, you all are aware that this stone map is probably in the place that Hubert had been living in. Are you guys going to go straight towards there? What's the game plan? What are you guys doing?
We should take the long way around.
Isn't just protecting his liege.
I'm going to slip into the shadows. I want to roll stealth.
Okay. You do that.
Do you have the difficulty ready?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice. You do that. You slink away into the shadows.
That's right.
She blends into the poo.
Oh, my God.
You disappear into the muck, and everyone's just like...
I want to stay within earshot of the group, but I want to start heading, but I'm heading towards the island.
Okay. What are the rest of you doing? You know that the trio behind you, well, the bridge is collapsed for one. So the only way around the town...
We've stolen a boat before.
Okay, so you could steal a boat, but none of the docks are near you.
The town is utter chaos. I'm sure they're all over the place right now.
Yeah, sure.
I'll set the lighthead point later.
Okay, so you could do that. What are you guys going to do, though? Seriously.
Protecting my liege lord.
Go to the asylum.
Okay.
Yes, HW would just keep walking. He's being drawn to the mask at this point.
Yeah. Okay. You guys get up into the bridge and...
Was that bridge still up, or didn't the...
No, he tried to break it, but he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Which you think about as you're walking up there, and you see the hulking, rotting corpse of Willem sitting on the bridge. Why is that?
Does he still have this helmet on?
Yes.
Okay.
The smell is horrific at this point.
Would you say the helmet is welded on, or is it just like a helmet just atop his head?
It's welded on.
It's gotta be welded. That's where he hides the gym of Citerac.
Did we really fight this guy?
It's dead. Welded on. He's dead.
Okay.
His corpse is there.
His corpse, okay.
And as you guys approach, you see... let me throw him on to the field. This guy. He is looking...
Make that bigger.
I looked up...
Tyler, the creator?
I don't fucking know. I looked up Igor, and this guy came up, and I'm like, yeah, sure, that can be Igor. So that's Igor.
My mind went to Seth Helmet.
Right? Exactly.
Come on, my man.
My mind went straight to Adventure Time, the lemon guy. Unacceptable!
But yes, this guy is... hunched over with his bowl cut on his head, looking at this hulking metal corpse, and he's kicking it, saying, "You didn't do what you were told."
Hey,
how close can I get to Green Wonder here?
Green Wonder
without being noticed.
Is that green? I thought it was yellow.
Let me set the dice.
It's like a yellow green,
lime green, violet yellow. Or violent. I got
his name.
No. No, his name is Karf.
I'm trying to get within melee range, if that adjusts your difficulty.
Yeah,
that was the moment she knew she fucked up.
All right, go for it. Hoot, yeah, if you do hoot hoot, it just succeeds.
Nice.
Two success, two threat, one triumph.
It's a hoot hoot, man.
Hoot hoot.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to sneak up on this person. What do you do?
Bite him.
You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. His veins are full of poop, fueled by the power of poop.
What does Seeley do? She got the drop on this hunchback mutant of a person.
No, I'm pretty full. I'm going to restrain him.
Okay, so I'll give you a boost for that.
Oh, 1 second. My headphones died.
For just 50 cents a day, you can provide these poor hapless gamers what they need.
On the hearts of an angel.
There you go. The music. That's what that means.
No, it's in the arms of an angel.
In the arms of an angel.
You're like... You're... Lyrics in there. The tune, my man. Whoa.
No, dude. The song is what captures everybody, dude. You didn't know?
Listen, I was drunk every time I saw that commercial. I don't know what you want from me.
Because it came on at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, Sarah McLaughlin. We'll play your fucking video.
Alright, roll. I'm gonna use Dark Side to upgrade mine.
Alright. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
You cool with Cyber Brawl?
Yep.
Success, one threat.
What does it look like when you restrain this hunchback lime green person?
I mean, from a distance, it kind of looks like it's poop tentacles coming out of the shadows to grapple him, right? But realistically, it's just the lanky appendages of Seely.
Oh my god.
Apparating from the darkness. And I constrict him like a snake so he can't run away.
You just hear this like, no, what are you doing?
I squeeze a little tighter and hiss at him. And I start yelling, Tarkat!
At that moment, you hear him kind of, like, he's struggling really hard, and you just hear him scream,
don't let them kill me!
I'm not choking him, I'm just restraining him.
That makes it even fucking weirder.
He looks like he'd be dramatic.
Yeah. At that point, some tentacles come up out of the ground, or not out of the ground, they come up out of the river, and then they shoot into the corpse of Willem.
Are you really going to bring them back to life?
Yeah.
And
they didn't even die, did they?
No, Willem.
Oh.
And then,
the friend.
His corpse convulses a couple of times, and
great.
then they
light it on fire.
It shoots out a bunch of tentacles shoot out of them, much smaller.
Oh, so the tentacles come out of the water, and they stick them like jumper cables, and now there's more stuff coming out of them?
More like infused into him.
Gross.
Fusion.
So they like...
Okay.
Hopped into him like they were driving him.
Yep.
Some sort of poop suit.
Were you to stare?
The monster uses polymorph.
Were you to stare at the body real intentively, you would notice that it looks like it's being driven, it looks like it's moving in very stiff motions. It's pretty clear. I'm not even going to make you make a roll for this. Like, it's pretty clear that his body is being commandeered by whatever the hell the tentacles are.
Neb turns his head and kind of, like, pukes.
Well, guys, Adam doesn't want us to go back to Jedi Adventures anytime soon.
I just can't make it easy.
You haven't made anything easy.
Since you haven't had us roll initiative yet, can I just stick my shock lance in the water and shock the water?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
That's genius, dude. I got some shock gloves, too.
Yeah, but do you want to put your hand?
Nearest.
You're still wearing the glove.
Nearest entry point is probably like 20 feet away. But, yeah, you can do that.
We haven't even said we...
I'm picturing John, like Kim Costner and Marvel, just diving into the river with shock lance.
All right, go for it.
Nice, dude.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're able to shock the water right as the tentacles are diving in.
And it kills him instantly.
Yeah, no.
He's wearing metal armor.
I will say...
It's a conductor.
The tentacles look like they got damaged as they were trying to fuse with the corpse. And maybe they weren't. It looks like some of the electricity got imparted into it as they were fusing with it.
So now he has Raiden powers.
Yeah.
Great.
He can call down lightning whenever he wants.
Oh, damn it.
That's what you wanted, right?
Lightning bolts come out of his nipples.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what we wanted. There was no threat.
Huh. Well. So anyway.
3 successes. That was terrible. Anyway, I start blasting.
No, it does some damage to him. All right.
He does some, but mostly he gets Raiden's powers.
That's a pretty good cutoff point. Do we want to cut off here?
And that's what we're going to call this short episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. If you enjoyed the show, please check out the website, talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find links to our socials, as well as links to the charity that we're working with currently. We also want to shout out Steph Makepeace for doing the music for the show. She did a great job, and we really appreciate it. You can check it out at Makepeace on SoundCloud. And we'll see you next time. May the Force be with you.
Adam, how do you feel about Torque having gone berserk enough times so that he can go Super Saiyan?
As long as I'm home by midnight.
Otherwise, you know, the pumpkin turns back into
a boy. I'm a real boy now!